Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Hyde. And Dave, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing better than the Marlins are right now. Thank God.
Jeez.
So, I listen to Rob Manfred's cut coming in, and whenever I hear that, I just wonder what planet he's living on when he says protocols were put in place and everything. The Marlins had 4 guys test positive before their game Sunday, and they went on and played the game, and they come out next morning or that night, 11. Now there's 15. I mean, how could they play that game knowing what was in place? And that, I got to wonder what protocol has baseball really thought this through?
Well, Dave, you don't understand. It was the group text protocol that was put in place for
this
game. As that got the gameplay.
Yeah. I'm sure they had a group test. I see Washington had a group text right now, too. They don't want to go to Miami. I get that. I'm hoping group techs aren't deciding, aren't setting protocol here.
So tell us, from what you can gather, what is going on with the Marlins right now? We're hearing they've been put on pause, but, like, how are they fielding a team anytime soon?
Yeah, that's a great question. 15 out of 30 players on the roster on opening day weekend have tested positive. So, I mean, if they – let's put safety aside and common sense and all that. How they would field a roster would be to go to the other half of that roster, the 60-man. They have players in Jupiter, Florida, who were practicing that weren't on the opening day roster. So they could, in theory, fill out a roster to 30 players. But then you got to think, okay, were those first the 15 who have tested positive, are they out of the cone of certainty where they're not going to test positive for COVID? You got to test all the other guys now coming in. And so I think at some point common sense has to prevail, and I hope we're at that point and say pause the season and if it's a minimum through this weekend, but probably they'll have to go 14 days. That's the quarantine that, I talked to an epidemiologist. That's a tough one for a sports player to get out these days.
I cannot say that word.
But he said, shut it down for 14 days would be the by all common sense thing to do.
Dave, one thing I haven't read or heard a lot about, and I hope we do in the coming days, is contact tracing. And, was there someone who was servicing the plane who may have been symptomatic at the time? Was there someone at an airport? Was it a bus driver? Were there 7 or 8 guys who all went to get food, pick up, carry out, or elsewhere, in Philadelphia at the same time? Or whatever. Are you hearing any sort of buzz about that? Because it would seem to me that that's how you start to mitigate risk, is figuring out, are other people who travel the same path going to be susceptible?
Right. That'd be the first thing to do, investigate. How did this happen? Was it a breakdown in protocol? Was it something? Did all these guys go out to a bar? Did they, find out what happened? Now, here's what we do know. On Friday, Wednesday and Thursday, the Marlins played exhibitions in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And they flew from Thursday night from Atlanta to Philadelphia. They were tested Thursday in Atlanta. Friday morning, Jorge Alfaro, their catcher, tested positive. he was ruled out of the opener. He hasn't played this year. But so Friday morning, one player tested positive, and now that he had flown with the plane, the team plane, he'd been around the players, obviously, in the locker room, et cetera. So did it all come from him? Was there something in his background? Or, and that's what the investigation has to figure out, because it went from one on Friday to four on, and I'm talking players here, not support staff, four on Sunday and to 11 on Monday and 15 today. So is it as simple as Jorge Alfaro, or is there something more to it?
Talking to Dave Hyde, columnist from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman here on a Tuesday. So, Dave, obviously they've been paused temporarily. You talk about, 14 days, but is the league going to pause them for 14 days, or do you think we'll see them have to bring guys in from the secondary site to play, or bring in guys off the street? And what could this Marlins team look like until everybody else is cleared?
Well, that's I'm sure the discussion they're having and have had for hours now. Do they stop the season? And which, 14 days in a 60-game season, that's, we're talking roughly a quarter of the season. And can it be made up, or do you just cancel their season? And what does that have? How does that figure in the competition? And and again, when they had four guys test positive before Sunday's game, and they went and played the game. I don't think baseball has really thought this out completely, which is just shocking to me. That, look, you got four guys test positive, and that means the whole team's exposed, and they go on and play the game and potentially expose the other team. So I don't know what baseball is going to do, but I know they really need to shut down the Marlins for a bit.
Dave, I mean, when I know that there hasn't been a lot of buzz about this team down there recently. Obviously, the stadium became a bone of contention quickly, and the efficacy of Derek Jeter as the sort of day-to-day owner is certainly under review as well. Locally, is any of this falling on him? I mean, we're all shooting arrows at Manfred, and I get that, but someone at the team could have also said, above the pay grade of a player, hey, for the sanctity of our season and for the long view, maybe we better sit this one out today and see what our team and our health situation looks like with testing 24 hours from now.
Yeah, I think we've reached that point. And if understanding is not just, I'm sure, Jeter's decision to pound the table and say we're done. Manfred and it would be interesting if he did say that. As a player, he must realize, or look, anybody can realize, you don't need to be a player to realize. Would you work in an office where 15 out of the 30 guys you work with are positive for COVID right now?
Right.
I don't think any of us would, right? I mean, just from a – so just simple player safety, I would hope Jeter is telling Major League Baseball, we need to stop. And you need an expert in there to say – to stop for X amount of time or for good for the season. I'm a sports writer. This is beyond my knowledge, but they got people who can make those decisions. And I would hope, look, if it goes on, yes, it'll, I think, come back to Jeter. But on some level, if they were following baseball protocol, and if on Sunday, I'm sure Major League Baseball had to decide this game's going on. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a bigger story than much bigger than just the Marlins.
Dave, something Jason and I were talking about earlier, and some of this falls on obviously Manfred and Tony Clark, but I know the Marlins have a bunch of good prospects. They don't want to start their clocks, but couldn't you work something out hypothetically with these guys to get some of these up to the majors to play games instead of hypothetically going with a team full of 4A guys? That's assuming Major League Baseball wants these guys on the field sooner rather than later.
Well, if I'm the players union, I don't allow that. I mean, if they're up there, they're up there and the clock starts. I mean, so, but again, this is, uncharted territory on some level, but and the question is, you know, are they going to be able to field a representative team? We don't know who these 15 – we know four of them because they've missed games, but since then it hasn't come out fully who the other 11 players are. I mean, is it the entire pitching staff? Is it, you know, the entire lineup? When we talk, can they field a representative team? You'd have to, on some level, know, and baseball does know, the Marlins do know, but to talk about it seriously, we'd have to know who exactly is missing. All I've heard is it's some of the big names on the Marlins, and I use big names in quotation marks on the Marlins.
Hey, we know how that goes here in Baltimore, brother. You don't have to tell us.
Does that mean four-syllable names, Dave? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. Name the Marlins or the Orioles lineup, for that matter, and win big prizes, right?
Hey, Dave, before we let you go, we're going to take a bit of a left turn here. Jason and I have this debate on the show. We asked every guest this question. It's a simple question. Are you a bar soap or body wash man?
Bar soap? I am a bar soap.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? I'll be honest. I'm using whatever is in there. So sometimes my wife puts body soap in there, and I'm emptying that thing too. So I'm wishy washy on that one.
No, we'll take you team bar soap. You had the right answer at the start. Thank you.
No, that's not the right answer, but we still appreciate your time, Dave. Thank you so much, and please stay safe down there.
All right, you guys too. Thanks.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.